Ladies and gentlemen, this is WMFO Anything and Everything. Take a listen to 9 to 5.
Out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working out.
Don't you? It's a-
It is 9:05 here on WMFO, and my good friend DJ Rizzleking is in the booth now. DJ?
We are here. I apologize for my tardiness. Had an early morning business meeting to discuss business.
Oh, business.
Business.
Yes, yes.
Not really. It was a lab meeting, and
It was very dull?
Not very dull.
Okay.
But let's just say it was a once sharp knife that has been used a few too many times without being cleaned.
I understand. Now, I would also like to say to the listeners out there, if you listen all the time, which I'm sure everyone does, because it's a very popular show.
Every single person.
Exactly, all the people on the Tufts campus. Well, then you might be saying, well, who is this voice who you're hearing right now?
Who hasn't been here?
I haven't heard him.
Many a week.
For 2 weeks. Three, if you count the week in between weeks. To which I would say,
right.
DJ Rizzleking, I'm glad to be back.
Wow, that was quite a noise I just made.
That was like a cross between a hiccup and a breath.
It was an excited inward breath.
Uh-huh. What were you excited about? What
that
were you so
back.
Excited to? I am excited to be back too.
I did enjoy training. We had two wonderful trainees, but the bread and butter of this.
With a sharp knife, I might add.
With a hot
butter knife.
A sharp butter knife.
Yes.
Listeners, do you use sharp butter knives? I use dull butter knives.
Let's get a call in here. We've got 855-915-9636. If you use sharp butter knives, why don't you give us a call? And we'll talk about why that's weird, because it is.
it's
super weird. Now, one more thing we have to cover today is, I recall about a week and a half ago, it was snowing, as it does on Wednesdays. Now, for the past week,
every single
Wednesday, it precipitates. It's unbelievable. But we were talking, we were saying, how cool would it be? How awesome would it be if we had a show on a snow day?
It would have been so great.
It would have been great.
Fantastic.
And we got kind of half of that. Because, you know, we have a show right now, and it is snowing. It does look okay outside.
I thought there was going to be more. I thought there was a chance. Anytime you see the notice from the university that says emergency parking ban declared, you think, oh, there might be a chance.
What do you think?
It could happen.
Do you think we'll get a snow day this year?
I doubt it.
Really? Why? Because keep in mind, last year we got a snow day and it was in March.
That is true. It was the week before spring break. Although March is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Any March resolutions or February resolutions that you didn't get done?
We're more like a New Year's resolution that failed on about, I would say, day...
What was your New Year's resolution?
Day 12. No soda.
That's been my New Year's resolution.
For 2 years.
Did you fail?
I failed.
I have seen you fail.
You've seen me fail many times.
Oh, little one.
But.
You have so much to learn.
I have decided to give it up for Lent, and that counts more because it's not a New Year's resolution, and I kind of have to do that one.
Okay.
And then we'll see if I can continue on from there.
Okay. You know, I will tell you this. It doesn't get easier. Now, I look at the soda machine every day. I'm like, oh, boy, that would be good.
Oh, boy,
Every time I see DJ Rizzleking get a soda, and I hear that like little bubble sound that the soda makes when you put it in the glass.
You're not telling the whole story. And he's been doing this since the age of 17, when he decided not to drink soda, or 18. I'll have a soda, which is would you say soda is my vice? Soda and pizza?
Perhaps.
And Starburst jelly beans. Those are my three vices.
Oh, no, yeah, Starburst jelly beans is definitely your vice. Nothing else. I have never seen a person eat more Starburst jelly beans more consistently than Thomas.
I had a really bad day once in, I don't know, 11th grade, and a friend of mine texted me. He said, where are you? I'm going to be there in 15, and he showed up with a hug and a bag of Starburst jelly beans.
Now, if you were to ever, for your That About Sums It Up, just say, I bought myself Starburst jelly beans, it would mean one of two things, but nothing in the middle. You would either be
nothing
having a fantastic day, or something has gone horribly, horribly, horribly
Probably
wrong.
That one. I have one more thing to wrap up the story, and then we'll get back to the music.
Okay.
DJ Slips, ever since he has given up soda, will sometimes ask to smell my soda.
Yeah, I need to do
just
some...
Just put his ear there and listen and then inhale.
I need to do some olfactory analysis of that soda to make sure that it's safe for you. You know, I'm looking out for you.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
That's why, you know, that's why this show works, is because I smell your soda and then you drink it. That is the new tagline.
We have a new tagline.
We have a new tagline for anything and everything. And we will now be listening to Domino by Jesse J. When was the last time you heard this song?
Wow, many years.
Many, many years. So here we go.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
It's morning. I wake up. The taste of summer sweetness on my mind. It's a clear day in this city. Let's go dance under the streetlights. All the people in this world, let's come together more than ever. I can feel it. Can you feel it?
Come on over.
Down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers of every different color. Don't you
feel that sunshine?
Telling you to hold tight, things will be alright. Trying to find a better life.
Come on over.
Down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers, there for one another, won't you?
Come on over.
Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Some people, it's a pity, they go all their lives and never know how to love, how to let love go. But it's all right now, we'll make it through this somehow, and we'll paint the perfect picture. All the colors of this world will run together more than ever. Sisters and my brothers of every different color, don't you
feel that sunshine?
Telling you to hold tight, things will be alright. Try to find a better life.
Come on over.
Down to the corner of my sisters and my brothers, there for one another, won't you?
Come on over.
Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Let yourself go.
What was that, DJ Rizzo?
That was Street Corner Symphony
by
Rob Thomas. Love that song.
Does he have any other songs like where the cover photo, cover album is him wearing sunglasses, or am I getting him confused with someone else?
No, that is that album.
Oh, really?
That's the same guy.
Oh, okay. Then I know one of his songs.
Is it
which one?
Wait, I can't remember the name of it.
Huh. I remember. It's like all. You know the only reason I know it is because the beginning sounds like a Flo Rida song. And for some reason, both the names escape me right now, so we'll get back to it.
We'll get back
after
to you on
this.
That.
But the reason we have this brief chatting interlude is because we need to set up the next song, which is from an Oscar-winning movie, I believe. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did not. I was unfortunately studying for a thermodynamics test.
Oh, well, that's just heat, sparks flying there.
You know what? I called my dad the other day, and I was telling him about my exam, and he goes, I don't know. I heard that class gets pretty hot and then cold. And I said, there's a lot of transfer between the two.
Oh, so, wow.
No, I didn't watch the Oscars, and I was gutted because I am
A
huge movie fan.
Well, did you do any of the post-Oscar YouTube watching?
No, that is in my weekend upcoming.
Oh,
that is in my
you
weekend.
Have it all saved?
I love the only one I did watch was the clip of Trevor Noah talking about Wakanda, which was hilarious.
I also saw the Dana Carvey and Mike Myers one. You should watch that one.
I'm sure I will.
And,
I love both of them.
And I will. You're going to watch this one. The opening like act of the Oscars.
Who hosted that?
No one. No one hosted this year. They just did it. Like so what happened was Queen and Adam Lambert, who now tours with Queen. Weird.
Queen
and Adam Lambert are touring together.
Queen sans Freddie Mercury is back? What?
Queen, but with Adam Lambert, who's Freddie Mercury now.
Whoa.
I know. So
I would see that, actually.
Yeah, it's cool.
I would totally see that.
So they opened it with We Will Rock You, and then they did We Are the Champions, and they missed a huge opportunity to say we're at the Oscars, my friends, instead of we are the Champions. What I thought would have been a great, great opening. But anyway.
Listeners, did you hear that audible sigh? Let me just do it again.
Yes, well, I stand by that. And then I guess Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph did something, and they made like 2 minutes of jokes, and then they just went right in and did it. There was no host. So
interesting.
I know, and a lot of people liked it, which is not great for me.
Sam's dream is to be a late night show and award show host.
Yes, exactly. I want to host the Oscars, and that's not going to go very well for me if there's no host.
Would
at
you
the
rather
Oscars.
Host the Oscars or win an Oscar?
Ooh, where do I get what comes along with it? You know what I mean? Like if I'm hosting the, or is it like, here's Sam Lipsey from McLean, Virginia, who doesn't done anything hosting the Oscars, or is it like, I'm hosting the Oscars because you know I got
you're hosting the Oscars because you're a Jimmy Kimmel type figure, or you're winning an Oscar because you're a Meryl Streep type figure.
Wait, am I a Meryl Streep in that like I'm winning tens, or am I winning?
Okay,
is like my only one.
Let me think of a better example.
Okay. Like, am I a Bradley Cooper?
Did he win one?
He's won, I think, plenty. He's been nominated for a bunch. He's not won. He definitely won something for
He didn't
this.
Get nominated for Shallow as director, which I thought was a huge snub.
Oh, interesting. I thought he was. And he got best soundtrack.
Yeah, but that was more Lady Gaga than him.
Well, all right. Well, speaking of the soundtrack, here is a song from that soundtrack. It is called Shallow. It is the most famous one, and you've probably heard it before.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. Keeping it so hardcore.
And so that was Shallow.
Okay, so we were having a discussion in the booth about Lady Gaga. And she is incredible.
Yes.
She's just good at everything. She's a great actress. But, I mean, think about the Oscars, I think it was 3 years ago.
Yes.
When she did that. Are you using your NPR voice this morning?
No. I don't want to overshadow your talking because you're saying interesting things.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, so I just
She did a Sound of Music tribute to Julie Andrews, who, if you don't know, I'm sure most people do, but Julie Andrews lost her voice to vocal nodules and then tried to have them removed, ended horribly.
Mm-hmm.
Very tragic. But Sound of Music is difficult to sing.
As I know quite well.
From your singing experience.
Well, yes, when I did a one-man show of Sound of Music, I had a lot of trouble with that part in particular.
With the singing and the one and the show.
Yes, and perhaps even the man part.
But Lady Gaga is fantastic. Did she won for best song, I'm assuming?
I don't know. I think so. I didn't watch the Oscars, so.
Oh, that's
well,
a shame.
Well, Black Panther won for best soundtrack.
It was a good soundtrack. I remember the soundtrack for that movie coming out before the movie.
Oh, really?
And being very excited to sit down. I never do that.
I don't think I've ever listened to an entire album.
I used to never sit down and listen to albums, and I've done it a couple times, and it's a nice experience, but I'd rather watch a movie in those, you know, that hour or whatever. Yeah. But it was a good album. And there was a lot of stuff on the album that was not in the movie.
Okay. And, well, now that this discussion of Oscars has wrapped up, and if your name was Oscar, I would say, well, Oscar, now it's time to do That About Sums It Up.
Did you just change my name
for
a bit?
Your name is now Oscar. DJ Oscar, That About Sums It Up. It's 9:30. What about Sums It Up for you?
What about Sums It Up for me? Well, I bought a bag of Starburst jelly. No, I didn't. I did not buy a bag of Starburst jelly beans.
Well, I how about this? I'll go first. You know, I'm sitting at the booth, so we can keep, you know, we can switch it up because we usually do it the other way around.
We do usually do it the other way
around. But we'll switch it up because it's a snow day. But it's not, you know what I mean? So it's
kind of
weird.
It's kind of a weird Twilight Zone type
situation. Yeah, exactly.
What,
are we even alive right now? Are we real? Are we even talking?
I'm going to answer that for you. Yes.
Oh, wow.
The answer is yes.
Thank you. You really cleared it up. Yeah. And now that you said that, I do understand that this is reality.
Okay,
so
good.
For me, my That About Sums It Up is yesterday. I thought there were physics drop-in hours, and if you don't know, the physics office is quite far. It's a hike.
I got
caught between hike and a trek, so I just said
it's a heck.
Yeah. So it's a heck. Let me tell you, it takes like 10 minutes to get there, and I was wearing, you know, not very supporting shoes, and so my feet were aching a tad. And I walked all the way there, and I walked in, and I looked at the calendar, and I was like, there are no drop-in hours today. They are tomorrow. I have to walk all the way back across campus. So I wasted a good 30 minutes just...
Are you going to walk back again today?
You know it. Also, you know, to add to that about Sums It Up, is that I went on Monday, and the guy just wouldn't help. He was like, yeah. So like every time that I would ask a question, he'd be like, let's go over to the board and think about this a little more. And I'd be like, no. No. Like,
is this the professor or is this
a
TA?
No, I wish that. No. This is a TA. I won't name him on the air, but he's a very philosophical man, which is not very helpful if you're trying to do a problem.
Is he one of those people that if they were to give you a formula, they would just not tell you what it means?
No. It's the type of person who would be like, I don't like formulas very much. Let's rederive all of this stuff that you spent an hour in class driving. And I was like, no.
That's not the point.
I was like, help. All right. 9:32, what about Sums It Up for you?
What about Sums It Up for me?
I see.
Okay. So I play the piano, and sometimes you have to practice the piano. And there are certain practice rooms that have better pianos than others, so I only go in certain practice rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Except there's one practice room that I just can't focus in, for whatever reason.
Really?
It's the same practice room every time. And it was the only one open
yesterday.
Is there
anything different about this practice room?
Nope. Not a single thing is different.
Really? Like the orientation isn't a little different? It's not like you're hidden away so people can't see you watching YouTube?
Maybe it's that, but that's all I did.
Okay.
I watched a solid... I was in there for 2.5 hours practicing, and I probably practiced for 45 minutes, and the rest of it was... was YouTube until I had a rehearsal. And the whole point of 2.5 hours of practice was to be ready for my rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then I went into my rehearsal and said, oh, geez, I can't seem to play today.
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
No, that's literally what I said.
Oh, really?
That's unfortunate. And that about sums it up.
Well, that would sum it up. You know, one day we should do a show entirely in Minnesotan accents.
Oh, that would go poorly
for
me.
I know. It would be like, oh, geez.
Oh, reminds me of Fargo.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I saw parts of Fargo. I didn't even see the whole movie.
Have you not seen all of Fargo?
No, I just saw parts of it over winter break. And just the part where they're like,
I also watched it over winter break.
Oh, geez. I just really like that part.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have a little bit of a throwback. This is Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day, which used to play on my dad's CDs. In the, 2000 Explorer or whatever that car was. So here is Rockin' Robin.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, go, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. And it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Blow, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman stand, tossed him off to the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, rock, tweet, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
doctor in the middle of the roundabout. A pretty nurse is selling poppies from a tray. And though she feels as if she's in a play, she is anyway. In Penny Lane, the barber shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a train. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and eat wild bag. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies,
open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
And it is about that time, BJ.
Okay. Is it about that time, or is it exactly that time?
Well, I mean, it's basically exactly that time. We nailed it on that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. DJ slips.
Yes.
Sweatpants.
Oh, thank you. Are we doing it in the NPR voices?
Or
Real pants. I am the shameful wearer of sweatpants today.
No.
I know. You know what it is? You're wearing, I don't want to give it away, but what are you wearing?
Well, no, finish yours, because mine are special.
Oh, yours are special?
Mine are special.
Okay, well, okay.
They don't look special, but they are special.
Yeah, today I woke up and it was a sweatpants day. It's just one of those days. What can I say?
So I am wearing, I'm going to call them Rhett pants.
Rhett?
Oh. Real sweatpants.
What?
Because they are jeans.
There's a wall there. Can't see. Can't see under the desk.
They are jeans. They look like jeans. Mm-hmm. But on the inside.
Oh, are they flannel?
They are flannel.
Oh, I've wanted a pair of flannel jeans for so long.
Because I looked outside and I said, it's snowing. I could wear sweatpants.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
But then you get that, you know, now there's snow on my sweatpants.
Yeah.
Which you don't want. So you go for your flannel jeans.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very comfortable.
I have to talk from back here. I have to.
He is a solid of 2 feet.
I'm too hurt by this knowledge. I've wanted a pair of, I even was searching for flannel jeans for a while.
That was a going to college gift for my brother. Wow. Because he went to school in Saratoga Springs, New York, and he said, you're going to want these.
Yeah. Oh, I am very jealous. Look, stand up. Let's see what we got here. Wow, they look real. They look like real pants.
They look like slightly loose, slightly long, ill-fitting jeans.
Cuff them a little bit. Cuff them. What happens if you cuff them? Let's see what we got going on here. Oh, wow. Wow, that is flannel right
fully
there.
Fully flannel.
Oh,
all
how
the way
comfortable
down.
Are those pants right there?
You know what? Less comfortable than they look, but still comfortable.
Okay. Like, not sweatpants.
They're not like fuzzy lined jeans, which also exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like fake fur lined. Oh, that would be
that would be so
sight.
Much fur. I know. Plus, I wear it with my furry pullover thing that you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And then I would. Oh, that would be incredible. I would be completely
fur. Sam has his outfit for next week's Anything and Everything.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fur week here at Anything and Everything. Probably not. That's probably not a good idea.
Probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Now, I will say we have an uncanny ability to do the opposite. For example, we have yet to this year.
This year or this academic year?
Ooh. This is some academic year. Wait.
Actually.
Oh, no. This semester. We're going to semesters. I work in semesters now. This semester.
Which lunar month?
Yes. It is actually in the year of the tiger, but. so in this fortnight, these 2 weeks now.
Is a fortnight 2 weeks?
A fortnight is 2 weeks. As I learned from this physics TA, he was like, well, you know, this is any sort of unit of time. It could be a fortnight. I'd be like, I'm not, it's not minus 1 volt per fortnight. It's not that. Why are you telling me that? So, but we have yet to overlap, and we don't talk about it beforehand.
No,
because
no,
academic integrity.
Academic integrity. No, not only that, normally, so DJ Slips and I live very near each other, as close as two people living not in the same building could live.
That's true.
But today, we didn't even meet up and walk down. I had something
interesting.
Beforehand.
I know.
So normally, the revelation happens before now, but fully, because DJ Slips was sitting down as I walked in.
Yeah, and I saw Thomas walk in, so I knew.
I did not know. I did not know until now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know it is kind of, maybe we have some, what is it? Cytokinesis is from biology. What's it called, though? Telekinesis.
Nope. Telekinesis is moving things.
Oh.
Telepathy. Yeah.
Maybe we have some telepathy going on.
The word that I wanted to say was psychosis, but that's the wrong word.
Well, you know, you could put that with my cytokinesis, and we'd have all the wrong words going.
All of the wrong words.
Yes. Now, what are you going to frolic in the snow today, by any chance?
I gotta tell you, I'm not.
You're not gonna frolic in the
I'm
snow?
I'm not gonna frolic.
I also will not be frolicking.
Okay, I'm
have
not
you
sure.
ever, have you frolicked at this university, though?
Yes, I have made, I made a tiny snow person.
Oh, a tiny?
A tiny.
You didn't even go for big?
No, because it was less snow than we thought it was, so it ended up being
and then you had the dirt everywhere?
No, no, it was a clean snow person.
Okay.
But it was about...
It was not a dirty person.
But it was about 8 inches tall.
8 inches?
It was 8 inches.
You couldn't even get to a foot?
Maybe it was a foot.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Maybe it was a
foot. You're telling me it was, I mean, I'm making a foot like.
It was,
my,
it was smaller
my,
than
my
that.
Hands. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Fully, I might go frolic, but I'm too hungry to think about that at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Do you know when you're hungry and you just can't?
Yes.
You can't think, I'm never, ever going to go to the gym ever again. All I want to do is eat.
Be like, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to eat for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's all I'm going to do. Now, for our listeners out there who don't know, we have somewhat of a radio tradition now because we've had this time slot for a year. One could say we own this time slot.
We kind of do own
we
this time
We kind of
slot.
Do. Like, next year, they're not even going to give it out to anybody.
No, it's going to be, there's a big X mark in the schedule.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this is the last semester of Anything and Everything in its current form for a little while.
I know, because I'll be heading off to another country. Wow.
It is still to be determined.
I'm going to call in.
I don't know if I can do the show alone.
What if I called in? What if
every
I called
week.
Every week for an hour?
That would be a lot.
Do you think it would, it probably wouldn't be, and it wouldn't be nice as it is now, but...
I would have to learn how to take you off the air, but keep you on the line.
That's true. Well, you can't. I think you just press the button. I think. Well, here's the thing about as I was saying. If we get back to a bit of frolicking, some frolic, if you will. I recently frolicked once.
I saw a video of this frolic.
Yes, and at the end of it, my face was so cold I couldn't smile. Someone was like, I'm taking a photo. Smile, and I couldn't.
That's because, for those of you who did not see the video that I saw, they were full on sprinting.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, DJ Slips was either in the lead or in second. Mm-hmm. Were you in the lead?
I was in second. I'm actually proud of this. Okay. I came from behind.
No, you
and
didn't.
And I took.
You didn't come from behind.
I was tackled into first.
No, you tackled the other person.
No, I did not. Okay. I won the race.
He got tackled into first.
Yes, it was pretty nice. So, I'm actually very excited about this next song, because
ooh,
I don't think
ooh.
You've heard it in quite some time. Much like Domino, but times two. So, when was the last time you listened to a song from Taylor Swift's album, but the album where she's like with the blue in the background? You know what I mean? Like the very first album, this one?
Wow.
Yeah,
very,
like the very,
very
first ever Taylor
ago.
Swift album. I think you'll the one with You Belong With Me. It's not You Belong With Me that we're playing.
Is it Teardrops On My Guitar?
It is not Teardrops
is it
On My Guitar.
Is Picture to Burn?
It's not.
Wow. I don't know what it is now.
It's Our Song. Is that that's not the same as You Belong With Me, right?
No.
Okay, good. I was afraid that I just made a faux pas on the air.
I have no response to that.
Okay, let's get the song going.
Shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one hand feel on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, is something wrong? I say nothing, I was just thinking how we don't have a song. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on. Everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking alley, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow, cause it's late and your mama don't know.
What a show, huh?
What a show.
Yes.
And anybody who knows anything and everything knows that this is our cue.
This is our cue to end it.
And we're just going to vamp for a second.
Yes.
Vamp,
well,
vamp,
as we know,
vamp,
you have to vamp, vamp until we can...
And now, it was a great week. Great
ladies and gentlemen,
you.
Thank you so much for listening to Anything and Everything. We really appreciate it.
I am DJ Rizzlekin.
And I am DJ Slitz. Thank you.
We haven't done this in 2 weeks. We're out of practice.
Yes, we're out of practice. But next week.
Next week, 9 a.m. See you then.